Hello again. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. In response to the recent declining grades in high school chemistry, the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute presents Chemistry Detectives, an exciting new radio play that breathes fresh air into the rapidly failing cardiovascular system that is the Australian chemistry industry. Just a reminder for you, the listener, that every time a chemistry reference is made, you'll hear this sound. That sound again. And now, Chemistry Detectives.
Previously on Chemistry Detectives.
There'd been a break-in at the Mercury Cinema. Some crackhead shot up the place, pumped the projectionist full of lead.
I'm not Frank, I'm Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick Smith?
No, Nick Lester.
Of course, you're Nick L.
Damn it, Neon! You've been on this case for 2 weeks and so far you've got nowhere. From now on, you'll be working on it with your new partner.
What?
Neon, I'd like you to meet Detective Jonathan Astatine.
Hey, looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, it's great. I'll talk to you later.
Word on the street is this department's got a mole. All I ask is you give your new partner a chance.
Got someone on the phone. Says he was involved with the Mercury murder.
Put a trace on it! Neon!
I know who you are, Neon. Now is it time for my revenge on you?
If your grudge is with me, then why'd you kill that poor projectionist over at the Mercury Cinema?
Him? Well, I just really hated the movie. Did you ever see Knocked Up?
We got a trace.
23 zeros? That's Avogadro's number!
And now, Chemistry Detectives.
Today started like just another day at the lab. But now I find myself with my rookie partner, Detective Jonathan Astatine. And the Chief, arriving at the old location of the infamous nightclub, Avogadro's. Damn it! We're too late. Suspect's long gone. He must have known we were coming.
Hey, Neon. Who are they?
I don't know. Chief?
Well, they're not from our department, that's for sure. Hey! Who are you, then?
No worries, lads. We've got the situation under control.
Hey! What's the big deal? We're in charge of this investigation.
Who are you?
We're the chemistry detectives. Who are you? Damn it!
We're physics PH.
Don't you mean PI?
No. Hello. Professor Theodore Dyson here again. Evidently, due to the relative success of chemistry detectives and the recent decline in high school physics grades, the Australian Institute of Physics has teamed up with the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute, against our will, to include physics references in addition to chemistry references in Chemistry Detectives. So, every time a reference to physics is made, you'll hear this sound. And now, back to Chemistry Detectives.
Damn it! Very well. Allow me to introduce Detectives Neon.
Hi.
And Astatine.
Looking forward to working with you.
God, this guy's voice is...
Shut up.
Nice to meet you. My name's Agent Henry Jules. And this is my partner, Violet.
That's Agent Violet to you.
You're a little short for this line of work, aren't you? Any shorter and you'd be invisible. I don't like this, Chief. You and I both know this is chemistry's jurisdiction.
Hey, cool it. We're both on the force. So we'll all just have to learn to, get along. In harmony.
Yeah, we're here to uphold the law. Sure, maybe we want to uphold Newton's 3 laws of motion too.
Stop that!
But we're both after the same guy. The guy who murdered that Mercury cinema projectile.
Projectionist, idiot!
Oh, right.
You don't understand. This guy has a personal grudge against me, ever since I accidentally burned down that orphanage.
How the hell did you do that?
I don't want to talk about it. By the way, what brought you guys here?
We accelerated under our own momentum.
I gathered that.
Hey, look, footprints.
Come on, they lead outside. Let's follow.
There will now be a brief intermission. Won't you please enjoy me playing the synthesizer? And now, back to Chemistry Detectives.
Footprints lead all the way to the train station. Ah, God, I could sure use a witness.
Hey, why not ask that guy over there, the conductor? Excuse me, Agent Jules, Physics PH.
Don't you mean PI?
No, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Name?
Ron.
Have you seen anybody come through here? Somebody who looks like they've murdered someone and they haven't been caught yet.
Well, I see a lot of people.
Now listen here, Ron. If you don't want to tell us anything here, maybe you'll feel more comfortable telling us downtown.
I don't have to tell you anything.
Calm down, sir, unless you want to be charged.
You've got nothing on me.
Oh, now, Ron, you wouldn't want to be charged with resisting.
All right. I saw some guy. Looked a bit shifty. He ran through here about 30 minutes ago. He hopped on a southbound train on Platform 4. You happy? Yeah. Thanks. Good work, Agent. Agent Violet.
Huh. They don't call me Ultraviolet for nothing.
Indeed.
Detective Neon.
Yeah?
What if I were to tell you that I was attracted to you?
I'd probably say it's my animal magnetism. Ah, crap. I'm not supposed to make physics references.
Well, that's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
No. No, it's not okay. What have I become? Don't look at me.
It's okay. You've got to remember, chemistry is just dirty physics. And I like it dirty.
Violet.
Yeah. Neon.
What the hell are you doing? Neon! For God's sake! This is a passenger carriage.
Sorry, Chief. I forgot we were still on the train.
Violet! But I thought that you and I were...
Sorry, Jules. But I like an energized man.
You... I'll kill you! No, stop! Everybody just calm down. Let's not forget why we're all here. Don't kill a Jules. We're after the Mercury murderer. Do you all understand the gravity of the situation?
Wait a minute. Chief, when did you get here?
I've been with you the whole time.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
Because unlike you slackers, I was doing my job. I was keeping an eye on the lot of you. Or haven't you forgotten this department's got a mole?
What?
A mole.
A mole?
Yes. A mole!
What?
I mean, wait. Where's Detective Nick L?
Why?
I'd rather be fishing.
He's dropped his wallet.
Nick L's not assigned to this investigation. He's back at the lab. Said he had some important work to do. Last I saw of him, he was working on something underneath Neon's car.
Then why is his wallet here? Hey, wait. What's this? A ticket stub for Knocked Up at the Mercury Cinema?
Oh my god! The mole! The Mercury murder! It's Nick! We've gotta get back to the lab!
But we're still on the train!
Well, someone's gonna have to tell the driver to turn this baby around.
I elect Ron. It'd be an honor.
Will the chemistry detectives and physics PH get back to the lab in time to capture Detective Nick L? Will Agent Violet still be interested in Detective Neon after she discovers that he is unable to commit? Is 1 coulomb equal to the amount of electric charge transported by a current of 1 amp in 1 second? All will be revealed next time on Chemistry Detectives, presented by the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute and the Australian Institute of Physics. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. Good night.